Blog Talk Radio.
If you with the radio. Yes. you hear me? Adi, can you hear me on the phone?
No.
Oh, then you have the wrong number. You hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you can talk to Ron.
Ron, are you on?
Yes, yes.
Good, good. All right, we're actually ready to start. Stu, as soon as I have the clock, I'm ready for you. As soon as I have the clock, I'm ready for you. I'm ready to start, yes. Good. Yes. So when I see the clock, I have to ask a question. When I see the clock, do you want me to stop when it's 0 or 15 seconds? Okay, very good. That's all I wanted to know. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And every single week we bring to you the thoughts that are not only in the news, but are probably on your mind right before you go to sleep, if you can sleep. Because this is the show that sets you up for the rest of your life, which I personally think is the best of your life. Your retirement. Some people call it rehirement. And today we're going to be talking about what's in the news that can affect your pocketbook. It's also May, and May means Mother's Day for a lot of people. And if you don't know, half of all 60-year-olds, meaning retirees and pre-retirees, have at least one living parent. So if you're working with a parent that's a little older, and I'm going to tell you the story of a 100-year-old that I just encountered from a client yesterday, we have help for you there. What about your own longevity? We'll talk about what's in the news when it comes to longevity, and is it true that we're going to be living longer and living better? And if so, what's it going to cost us? So we have a lot of ground to cover today. But first, let's say hello to Ron and find out what's been going on with you since we last spoke.
Oh, good morning, Adrian. Yeah, I had a little mini vacation, a long weekend where my wife and I went down to Florida, and it was great. It was kind of warm weather, sunny, nice change of scene. And, you know, I think it's so important to be able to sometimes, you know, rest and rejuvenate and, you know, and come back to work feeling energized. So that's what was going on with me.
You know, one of the things that we solve for, I mean, in my mind, when clients come in, I say, what are we solving for? What do you need that we can get for you? What's the situation? So more and more people are saying, well, we're solving for wanting to travel. We actually want to make sure that for the rest of our life, we not only have the money to travel, but we also have the ability, the physical ability to travel. So we work on something called the Ageless Traveler for many of our clients. And it's something that I love very much. So for me, a couple of things have happened. First of all, I'm a long-distance walker, and I'm going to have the pleasure this month of walking in England. And second of all, we're putting together a cruise for people who love Gilbert and Sullivan. I'm in the Gilbert and Sullivan Society, and I've been amazed at how many people have responded to doing a cruise like that because it's, you know, a lot of people don't even know. They've heard the name Gilbert and Sullivan, but they don't know. so I'm very excited about doing that sort of thing. But to me, walking with a group, and most of us are over the age of 60, many over the age of 70, 100 miles in 5 days on the rugged coast of England and enjoying culture are just what it's all about. And so, you know, we're on a mission. We're on a mission to make the future the best part of our life. So that's really very important, and healthcare is a big, big issue. So I'd like to morph into that for a moment with you, Ron. First, the issue of paying for our healthcare is in the news a lot, certainly talked about during the campaigns with a lot of different conflicting views of how things should go. And what can we do in our own lives to make sure that for ourselves, we will always be taken care of, we have the best of health care, and we're able to stay in our home? That's one of the things we work with our clients day after day. And then when you've discussed that, I do want to talk about our older parents and how we can help them.
Yeah, you know, Adrian, it's so interesting how everything ties together. And what I mean by that is we believe that clients should have a really sound, clear, easy to understand retirement income plan, you know, a plan to generate the income to help live the what we would describe as the ideal retirement lifestyle. So there tends to be two phases to retirement, the phase where you're super excited because suddenly you're retired, you have unlimited time to do all the things you've always wanted to do. And for so many of our clients, that includes travel. So a lot of times what we will do is we'll make or help them put together a plan that actually includes a segment, almost like a budget, of money that's allocated specifically for them to, you know, go to Italy or take a Viking River cruise or take the grandkids to Disney or whatever it is they want to do. But then what tends to happen is we get into that second phase of retirement. A lot of times this happens to people in their late 70s or their 80s where health issues intervene and suddenly mobility issues intervene and you can't do the traveling and the things that you wanted to do. And now there's a need to create more income to cover health care expenses. So what we want to do is be able to put that plan together with clients that they have a roadmap that they're able to understand whatever the situation is that causes me to have a need for a greater level of income, whether it's inflation coming back into the economy, or God forbid one of my kids goes through a divorce and I need to help them out, or I have a change in health status. We want them to know ahead of time where's the money going to come from. And that's why the planning we do is so critical and so important.
Yeah, and when people come in, particularly my group, which are a bit older, I have to say, and that's my people, as my 23-year-old daughter would say, they may not want long-term care insurance. They may not be able to get it. That's one issue, because it is insurance. But they may not want it. They feel that they're going to have too many payments every year that they'll be saddled with, and if they don't use it, there's nothing they can do about it. So we have very unique solutions, which can include an insurance policy if you are insurable with a rider, where you only pay once, and you don't pay year after year, and you get a very good benefit. We do introduce you to specialized annuities, maybe not the kind that you have heard bad news about, because we have prejudices against certain annuities as well, but ones that will actually double your income in the event that you need long-term care without a medical.
Yeah, Adrian, could I interject a real-life
sure.
story of this? Just a few weeks ago, I had a lovely couple come into the office, husband and wife, and they had attended, you know, one of our live events, which is kind of an informational workshop that talks really in-depth about so many of the topics that we cover on the radio. And the gentleman who came in shared with me, I'm not going to use any names, obviously, but he shared with me that his job had been as an administrator of a facility that was a combination assisted living long-term care facility, and he had been diagnosed recently with an illness that was a precursor. You described it to me as a precursor to Lou Gehrig's disease, and he told me his doctor said that he had about a five-year life expectancy. So my heart went out to him. My heart went out to his wife, but we really needed to get serious about putting together a plan to cover the health care costs that he's going to incur as his illness progresses, and at the same time think, hey, let's not impoverish his wife. Let's have a plan in place to meet her future income needs. And so this is what we do. And part of what he was shocked to learn was that even with his illness, we can get him long-term care benefits. Now, granted, there's a two-year waiting period before these benefits would kick in. Granted, it's tied to him pursuing a strategy with some of his retirement dollars that would involve having the money or the retirement account at an insurance company that would protect the principal against market loss, give him market-linked interest, but would also provide really strong lifetime income guarantees and would also provide what we call an income doubler to cover long-term care expenses, whether that's home health care or assisted living or nursing home. And they were so shocked that there was an answer, that there was a solution for their situation. And everybody's situation is different.
And it's absolutely true. You know, I want to give everybody a phone number. Now, you will hear our ads, and that's wonderful, but there's nothing better than calling this number. And if you have a question, we will answer it, and we'll answer it on the air. And we will also answer it in person, in a face-to-face or even Skype situation. And if you would like to be on the air, just tell us, and we will arrange to have you on asking your question personally. Because believe me, if it's important to you, it's important to us and to all the listeners. So please get your pencil and paper. And it is 844-937-3847. Very cleverly, that's 844-WE-RETIRE. So 844-WE-RETIRE. Don't worry, that has too many numbers. The E at the end could be dropped, or it'll go through even if you spell WE RETIRE. 844-937-3847. Now, Ron's kind of a modest guy, but he has written many, many books, including one on Successonomics with Steve Forbes. The Retirement Miracle is one of the books that we work with a lot. Not one of his, but we've got a coterie of authors just for you. And his latest book, with my two cents in it, is Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. So if you call this number, 844-937-3847, and you make an appointment, or you simply want to ask a question on the air, we will get you a copy of that book or a downloadable copy as our gift to you. And you're not going to want to miss this book because it tells you everything from what states will tax you if you decide to move in retirement to why your 401k is tax-infested and what you can do with it, and many, many other things. But I want to build on the story that Ron just told. In the next few seconds, you're going to hear our music, and we're going to come back. But I want to tell you the story of the 100-year-old. And you're going to say, what, me? Well, let me explain. This 100-year-old was the mother of a 70-year-old client that came in the other day. And boy, was he worried and was he confused as to what to do with regard to her. So we're going to talk about your obligations to parents that you still may have and also what's happening in the news. Don't go anywhere. Okay. We're going to start with the next one, all right? And what was the Hillary thing that you wanted to mention, Ron?
Oh, it's an article in Forbes that talks about what the Democrats, well, you know, are proposing regarding the topic of estate taxes.
Okay.
And the something that they've proposed called the Sensible Estate Tax Act of 2016, and the additional proposals that you know, that the White House is advocating.
Good. I'll tell my little story, and I'll make a good segue to go right to that for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Sue, we are ready now. Okay.
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. Now, a lot of us have a lot of folks in our nest that we didn't expect to have in our nest, the kids who come back, the boomerang kids, but also parents. So for those of you who are still getting your pencil and paper, or as my 24-year-old says, Mom, don't tell people to get a pencil and paper. Nobody uses that anymore. Get your computer or your phone or whatever you use to take down this number, 844-WE-RETIRE, and you can not only ask us a question personally, which we will answer personally, we can also have you on the air, and we can also have you in a Skype teleconference or face-to-face meeting, and we'd be very, very happy to do it. There's never any obligation. It's extremely informational. So that is 844-937-3847, 844-937-3847, 844-WE-RETIRE. And by the way, when the young lady answers the phone or the young gentleman answers the phone, ask them to put you on our list for our live events. We do great live luncheons and even dinners in various parts of the state of New Jersey, and you will really enjoy them. Okay, so I wanted to tell this story, Ron. We have a client, he's 70 years old. His wife is a little younger, actually. But he said to me one of his presenting problems was his mother's money. And I didn't know what to expect. But she's 100 years old. She's 100 years old. This May, so it's going to be, as I said to him, it's going to be some Mother's Day for them. She lives at home, and she is not feeble. She is in a wheelchair. She can actually feed herself and go to the bathroom herself, but she can't do other activities, and she cannot be left alone. So what they have done is they hired a live-in from a very credible agency. And folks, this is the new longevity. You've got to get it. That live-in costs $180 a day. A day, Ron. $180 a day. Now, because she's older and cannot be left alone, but she really doesn't qualify for Medicaid, and of course Medicare doesn't go to your home and do unskilled care, she will spend down to zero. And what will happen eventually is she will be eligible for Medicaid with a D, but she may not get that person who she's used to and she's having a good and healthy time with. So the whole idea is this is what older age really looks like these days. And we say longevity. Between your 90s and 100 and even 105 or 6, which is happening a lot now, you're fine. You are living life. You are at home. You have confinement, more or less, to depending on who you are and your condition. But you need help. And so far, none of that help is covered by anything but out-of-pocket. And eventually Medicaid, and you have a poverty program and poverty-style delivery of services. I will have to say that the great state of New Jersey does an excellent job. I think one of the best states. They always say, don't live in New Jersey because it's bad to die here. And Ron's going to talk to you about that in a minute. But it ain't so bad to live here, even in older age. So, you know, we take into account not only the obligations you have to yourself and your own future, But when you come see us, I'm an elder law attorney for many years. Started the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and Ron is a tax lawyer. So there are so many ways that we look or lens your life situation. Don't be afraid to ask questions that you think are not just financial, not just, you know, how much money is this going to make. Ask the questions that are really in your life when you call 844-WE-RETIRE. Now, I just mentioned the dirty word of estates and the state of New Jersey. So I'm going to throw that back to you, Ron, because there's something important in the news that you wanted to point out when it came to estate tax.
Well, yeah, and it's not just the issue of, you know, New Jersey estate taxes or New York State estate taxes. Like last week, I think in the show we had briefly exposed the fact that if you're a New York resident, there's still a New York State estate tax. And even if you become a resident of another state and you still maintain a property in New York, you can be subject to that New York State estate tax. But this is really interesting, and this has to do with the federal estate tax. And it's an article that was in Forbes that was talking about, okay, what's the estate tax landscape going to look like in the event that Mrs. Clinton or Mr. Sanders were to win the election? What are the Democratic proposals relating to that? And keep in mind, you know, the estate tax is a fluid thing. It has changed 10 times or more in the last dozen or so years. So it's what I describe as a moving target, that we always have to be mindful of the fact that the country has a huge amount of debt and the politicians are looking to raise more tax revenue, not less. So in any event, what Mr. Sanders proposed was something called the Sensible Estate Tax Act. And this is something that, you know, according to the article in Forbes, Mrs. Clinton is also an advocate of the change that this law calls for, which is, number one, reduce the federal estate tax exemption from the current $5.45 million down to $3.5 million. Now, here's where it gets really interesting when you look at the fact that not too long ago, President Obama argued that allowing a basis step-up on death for income tax purposes was a huge loophole. So he proposed no basis step-up and said, well, gee, this would raise about $200 billion in taxes over the next decade. So when you combine that, if that Democratic proposal goes into effect along with the Sensible Estate Tax Act, we would end up with the highest estate tax rate in the world. Small and family businesses would be particularly hit hard, and it's been estimated that the effective death tax rate would be 57% for those that would be subject to this tax. And then if you add in state inheritance taxes, the combined tax rate could go as high as 68%. So this is why we take a very holistic approach to retirement planning and say, hey, you've got to look at estate tax planning, and we've got attorneys on our team that you can talk to, as well as retirement income planning.
So you understand that Ronald Gielack and Associates is really a team. You have a team with many expertise, and you have people like Ron and myself and others who were accountants or lawyers or had other fields where they can look at your situation from all the points and even talk to your personal advisors, like your accountant or your CPA or your attorney, and speak their language. Coordination is so important. And I know people who've come in where the lawyer and the accountant have never spoken to each other. It always reminds me like Oklahoma. Can the cowhand and the rancher still be friends? They never talk. So we sometimes are the go-between, the catalyst, so that everything is working correctly. Of course, you're hearing our ads asking you to come in for a no-obligation informational session. But it's also, you may just have one question. And we can answer that on the air at 844 937-3847. Call that, and it will be set up so we can either answer your question or even have you on the air. That stands for 844-WE-RETIRE. Just deal, if you can remember, 844-WE-RETIRE, you will get the right person. Okay, so I you mentioned New York, Ron, in estate taxes, not just New Jersey. Let me mention New York in a different context. I have a friend, and she has MS. And I've been keeping a good relationship with her for many decades. She was about 40 when she got it. This is a kind of a friend where we, in law school, we went to, where we had many adventures together in Europe. And, you know, we were young kids, $5 a day, Europe on $5 a day with backpacks. So who could forget a friend like that? But the fact is that she never married, does not have kids, and many people have forgotten her. And I go and I visit. And folks, every time I visit, every time, and I'm talking about a long, long, long period, she's on the telephone. With who? Social Security Disability, a home health care agency, whatever she has to fight all on her own to get her benefits because she doesn't pay privately. And although both New York and New Jersey are really excellent states for what they provide for at-home unskilled care, many states you don't even get it. You have to go right into a nursing home. You should be institutionalized. Not our great two states. But the fact is, it's really hard to navigate on your own. It's really hard. And one of the wonderful things that we have is a many-faceted golden Rolodex. We've helped people in Florida when their parents had problems. Ron mentioned it. I mentioned travel. We work with Ageless Traveler, which we set up for people that have mobility problems but still want to travel, and so they get the same equipment as they could if they went on a cruise. We really take seriously the happiness that you have in your future, not just the money alone. So I think you're going to find something a little bit different when you deal with a firm that specializes in or strategizes in the field of this part of your life. It's very different. When we come back, we're going to have Ron contrast the difference between the accumulation stage, when you're accumulating dollars, and the distribution stage, when because of the required minimum distribution or just because you're retired and it's time for you to take money out of your nest egg, and you begin to distribute it. The difference between investing that way when you're younger and investing this way when you're a little bit older, you're pre- and post-retirement. Your Wealth Building Years is my book on people who are 18 to 38 or 40, and they are accumulating. And Fear Factor is Ron's book, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, on people who are making distributions. Don't go away. You're really, really going to make a difference in your life if you know the difference. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're going to start with you this time, just talking about the contrast between accumulation and distribution.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's plenty to talk about on that one.
All right, but you'll introduce the segment,
oh, yeah.
Right?
I'll introduce the segment.
Yeah,
we're ready.
Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And, you know, we're getting to know you. It's a new show, but we're getting wonderful response, and people are asking us questions, and I'm going to be reading one of those questions. But I hope that not only will you ask us questions, but you'll be willing to be on the air. It's all by phone. Don't be shy. We'll set it up at your convenience, and we'll record it from the comfort of your own living room, no problem. We do this all with the new technology of radio. So if you have a question or you would just like to see us or be on our list of live events, we have wonderful live events, very good food too, by the way, simply call 844-WE-RETIRE. That's 844-WE-RETIRE. It translates to 844-937-3847, 844-937-3847. But if you really want to know who we are, one thing you can do is go to Amazon.com, and you will see many books by both of us, by the way. You could look me up, Adrian Berg. You could look Ronald Gilock. And between us, I think we have over 20 books that we've written. And each one is more or less about a different stage of life. And the latest book is Ron's book, Fear Factor. It stands for False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. It's an interactive book. You can read it and hold it in your hand like any book, and it's great. You can read it online, but you can also go after each chapter to hear a webinar that Ron and I are giving you that give you even more information to fill out forms to see where you're at. And it's really a terrific eye-opener for people who are moving from the accumulation stage where they're putting money in to an IRA or a 401k or whatever they're doing to the distribution stage where Ron specializes and strategizes. So let's go to Ron for that conceptual, almost philosophical comparison about your money when you're accumulating it versus distributing it. Take it away.
Yeah, Adrian, you know, one thing I am very upfront with about with prospective clients is we are not the right fit for everybody. There is a philosophy and a system behind what we do. And if you are a gambler when it comes to your retirement and you feel, if you feel like, well, my entire retirement life savings should be all at risk in the market, then we're probably not the right fit for you. But if, on the other hand, you're concerned about things like longevity risk and you're concerned, what does that mean? You're concerned that, well, you know what, if I make it to 65 and I'm female, I've got a 1 in 3 chance of living to my 90s. And if I'm male, I've got a 1 in 5 chance of living to my 90s. And, you know, I don't want to run out of money before I run out of breath. So this is where we start looking at what we call distribution planning, which is to look at the idea of, well, you've got this nest egg. You want to try to position it so that it lasts as long as you're destined to last. And so we follow a very strict investment discipline. We call it low volatility investing. And the whole idea is when you're in accumulation mode and you're, you know, years and years and years away from retirement, you can afford to take, when you're younger, you can afford to take the big hits, you know, the 30% plus drop when the dot-com bubble burst and 9/11 happened, and the other 30% plus drop that occurred in 2008. But you know what? When you're in retirement and you need that portfolio to be producing income and you're taking income from that portfolio, you cannot allow yourself to be subjected to hits of that magnitude. So what we want to do is bring our clients and prospective clients completely up to speed on, well, what does low volatility investing mean and how is that so dramatically different than the road I'm on right now? And that's where education is so important. And sometimes, Adrian, I think I missed my calling because when I was an undergraduate, I went to Montclair State University, and I thought I wanted to be a teacher. And then I got into the student teaching environment and found that I had a hard time controlling the classroom. But so much of what we do is informational, bringing clients up to speed on what their options are, and it's so different than what they get from the retail brokerage world.
And, you know, one of the differences in the accumulation versus distribution stage, there are four major ones, but I want to explain them almost in the context of getting to know you. I've led many lives. I was a lawyer very, very early in life, one of the first women, actually, that went into NYU. It was such a time in history that certain colleges didn't even take women yet, like Princeton, believe it or not. So when I would go to colleges with my daughter, she'd say, "Mom, how come you didn't go to this one? How come you didn't?" And I would say, "Because they didn't take women." Even at Harvard, I was on the wait list because they had a quota. They took women, but they had a quota. So I started a long time ago, folks. And the fact is that having been an author and a broadcaster and an elder law attorney and a trust estates lawyer and an entrepreneur and somebody who studied aging and deals with the issue of successful aging on many, many levels, do a lot of talking and speaking and so on. The idea of understanding that we're on a life continuum is very important. And because we're on a life continuum and we're changing, don't think your money is not on a life continuum. It's also changing. When you have a low stock market and you're working, like my 33-year-old son, and he puts money in, and his employer adds a contribution. The fact that the stock market is down is wonderful because they're buying low. But when you get to the distribution stage and the government says you've got to take a certain factor and know how much you have to take out and pay taxes on it, and the stock market happens to be down just that year, it's terrible because you are selling low and taking it out and maybe paying 20-30% to the government. So what we do is we look at certain factors. One, how much taxes can we get rid of? And how much tax-free income can we get you for the rest of your life? That's one of the differences. Another place, if you don't need the money, we have many clients who are really grumbling. They don't want to take the required minimum distribution. There is a few strategies that would help them avoid that, but not with much money. So they have to take it out. Now what do they do with it? Well, we create receptacles. I call them receptacles, where you can then put your money that you really aren't using in and let that grow tax-free again. Even though you've paid some taxes on it, you can now have it grow tax-deferred yet again. A third one is legacy. We've been talking about estate taxes. People start to think about legacy for the first time. And I want to go back to that in a moment. And then last, and that we talked about quite a bit, is covering your health care. I want to go back to legacy and throw it back to Ron, our tax guy. You know, Ron, in the other segment you mentioned the step-up in basis, where people might not have that anymore because Obama certainly didn't like it, and we'll see who else likes it, doesn't like it. But they may not know what a step-up in basis is. And they may not realize how that could affect their life when they're older, and they're really thinking about legacy. So could you just explain, before we leave for a little bit of a break, what a step-up in basis is, in case we used a term there that you don't quite get?
Yeah, yes, thank you, Adrian, for reminding me. The the idea of, excuse me, I had a frog in my throat here. But anyway, the idea of, step up in basis is, let's say you have an asset that you acquired decades ago. Could be a piece of real estate, could be some stock that you bought that's highly appreciated. Well, a lot of people know that the current rules are, when I pass away, my son or daughter who's inheriting this asset will not have to pay a tax on all the appreciation that has occurred over the years. In other words, it's valued when they go to sell the asset at the value on your date of death or 9 months after. You get to choose. And so losing stepped up cost basis for your average middle-class retiree who might not even be subject to state or federal estate taxes is huge, especially if you bought that house 30, 35 years ago and it's worth, double, triple, or more what you paid for it. So that's why I think it's important to be working with advisors who are proactive, who are keeping an eye on not just what the current laws and regulations and rules are, but what the proposed or future laws and regulations will be, so you can plan accordingly and you can have advisors who update you on what's going on so that you're not blindsided down the road.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to change the way we practice a lot because we are holistic. And one of the things that we're always working with an attorney of our clients about is gifting. There's a book I wrote a long time ago, many years ago, called Gifting to People You Love. And, frankly, that whole book would be wrong if this changed, because one of the things we look at is if you have highly appreciated assets, you may want to leave those particular assets to your heirs so they get up this step up and they don't have to pay a capital gains tax, and then keep assets that aren't so appreciated and invest them for yourself. So it's all part of your holistic plan, and this will change it. So we have to be very aware, because as you get out of the work space and as people are not talking anymore about their own money, their futures, their raises, all that sort of thing, you kind of get out of the loop of information. And we have to keep you in that loop to the extent that it makes a difference in your life. And we have to know what does make a difference in your life. Many of our people are doing planning for grandkids. And many grandparents, say, are actually the support of grandkids, sometimes financially. And with my best friends, by the way, they spend 3 days a week taking care of their grandkids. Because return. Don't you go anywhere. 844, we retire. Just give us a call.
So was that the last segment?
No, we have one more. And
okay.
This is the shortest one, isn't it, Stu? Oh, they're all the same now? Okay, very good. All right, so I definitely want to discuss something that is that could be important, and that is we could skew a little bit younger. I think what we want to talk a little bit about is that you've got kids, and how, you know, you're still supporting them, frankly. And we have still a lot of clients who are younger. I don't, but you do, who are still supporting their kids. The kids are still in school. And even I can talk about the fact that the last three clients, this is true, that have come in to me have 529 programs for their grandchildren. So I think we can talk a little bit about this and the college planning issues that might be in people's lives. You'd be surprised who's listening that might think that's, you know, they don't even consider coming to a financial planner for that, but it could open the door. So we can talk a bit about that. I think starting
okay.
with, you know, who we are and who our kids are.
Yeah.
The personal side of it.
Sure, sure.
All right, Sue.
Excuse me? Okay. Now we have to be quiet.
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And, you know, this hour we've talked about your parents. We've talked about you. We've talked about estate planning. But we're going to take a little bit of a detour for the way and the types of things we generally speak about and talk about kids. First, I think it's important for you to know where we're coming from. We're both, I would say, mad, passionate parents who are willing to do a lot and give up a lot for our kids. But the fact is we have very, very different age children. So we're in different age stages with them when it comes to money. And whatever stage you're in, it may be in your life as a grandparent or a parent. So let's talk about that. We'll throw it to you, Ron, because you're the king of the kids. So tell everybody your life situation.
Well, I don't know that I'm the king of the kids, but when you have four of them today, and I can remember walking into, you know, a McDonald's with my wife and four kids, and people would kind of look at us strange, like I had a little army. But, you know, now it's, you fast forward to the present, right? And my wife and I got married fairly young, and we have four children. The two are now in their 20s, and two are teenagers. And so the reality, when you have children, you love those children. We love our children. We want to see them get off to a good start in life, which, of course, means helping finance their education. And so a lot of times, and I have, you know, my my 19-year-old Jimmy is a freshman in college, and Michael, who's 17, is a junior in high school. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the period once again where I have two kids in college at the same time. You know, and if you do the math and say, well, gee, he's got two in their 20s and two that are teenagers, you figure out that, oh, gee, Ron, you're over 50. And the answer is yes, and I was excited to get the AARP card in the mail so that I could get a free donut with my coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. But real world, people will come in who are over 50 who have children that they're looking to help, and they'll say, well, you know, my daughter graduated college, and now she wants to pursue graduate school, and I find the financial aid offerings are less on the graduate school level. What should I do? Should I pull money out of my 401k? Should I take a withdrawal to help pay her tuition? And a lot of times we have to say, no, let's not do that, because, gee, if you're under 59 and a half and you take a withdrawal from that retirement account, not only do you have to pay ordinary income tax, but you've got a 10% tax penalty. So sometimes we'll talk about strategies that will involve, you know, low interest rate loans that don't have to be paid back until after graduation. But we certainly want to balance the interests of the children against the interests of the parent, in the sense that we want to make sure that you're able to help your kids, but at the same time, not sabotage your own retirement. And so that's a big concern that people in their 50s have, and we address that with them.
And sometimes, Ron, it's emotional. We're in a very different position because I'm older. My kids are older. However, my son, who's in his early 30s, he went to an Ivy League school, and he got a scholarship, but he didn't get a full scholarship. So we actually have a parental loan now. He's doing extremely well, extremely well. And yet I can tell you, I'm saying this proudly, it would be difficult for us to go to him one day and say, you got to take over your own loan. And as I say, he does very well. But some of our clients need to be able to have that conversation, and we know how to facilitate it and help it. The other side, I have a much younger daughter, 10 years younger, and she went to a school for performing arts. And we have a very famous statement. I am in the theater, and I am your waiter. And that particular school is the most expensive school in the United States. So sometimes when you're in your 50s, Ron, you bite off more than you could chew when you're in your late 60s, and you don't realize what that can do for your retirement. And sometimes you have to renegotiate. You have to talk to the kids. There's a lot of things you have to do to look at your life holistically. Now, we're bringing up one expense item, and that is kids' education. But let me tell you, the expenses that you're going to incur after you retire is sometimes your biggest wild card. And I'll throw that back to you, Ron, because when you do money management and distribution management and decide where to take the money from, how much people really need, that's the first level, is trying to have them envision what their retirement is going to look like and what it's going to cost. And again, college planning or even 529 programs for grandkids come into the picture, but so do second homes and decisions like, should we sell the second house? Should we buy the second house? Where should we move? So I throw it back to you because you have so much experience working with the conflict sometimes between husband and wife when it comes to these life decisions that happen to have to do with money.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I finished college and decided that, even though I went to Montclair State University to train to be a teacher, I actually applied to graduate school in psychology and graduate school in law because I wasn't sure, like a lot of people in their 20s, what do I really want to do going forward? And so what I find so interesting about the work that our advisors do is a lot of times it's what I would describe as counseling. It's financial counseling, and there's the need to reconcile the differences of view that a husband and wife will have about what are the priorities and how money is spent going forward. And so we sit and talk about that and are able to bring couples to a point of what I would describe as peaceful consensus on what they should do going forward. And so this is why I get back to like what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show, of having a sound retirement income plan in place to meet various contingencies that can occur as you go through your retirement, whether it's change in health status, whether it's dealing with student loans for the kids, whether it's traveling and having the money to do that. We want to look at the whole big picture, and that's what the advisors on our team really do, is we sit down one-on-one, we focus on what's important to you and help you design a plan to get to where you want to be.
So I'm going to remind everybody that if you happen to have a question that has to do with a conflict, my wife thinks we should have a second home, I think that we can't sustain it, my wife does not want to give a gift to the grandkids because she's concerned we won't have enough, I think that I would be embarrassed not to do it, it's my pleasure, whatever it may be. Sometimes it's even what state to move to. We love New York, we love New Jersey, but we do get people who are interested in Florida. We have an office in Florida, or other states, North Carolina. We now have clients who are just moving there. So it's very, very possible that you have a question for us that you would like answered on the air. And please remember, if you have a question, probably everybody out there has the same question. 844-937-3847. That's 844-WE-RETIRE, 844-937-3847. 844-WE-RETIRE, and when you call, just ask also if you're interested in being on our live event luncheon or dinner list, and you'll get invitations for that as well. So we did get questions. You know, we're getting questions, Ron, but people don't want to be on the air yet, and we're trying to persuade them that it really is from their own home and so on. It's just on the telephone, and it's at their convenience, and it's a lot of fun, and it's great for the show. I have to admit, nobody makes better entertainment than a real person with a real question, and also it's informational and it really sticks. So you're doing a good deed for yourself and also for all of the listeners if you are willing to be on the air with a question. So let me just give you one of the questions, a real one, and it makes sense to me in the context of what we've just been talking about. And that is, there's an individual, actually they're a couple with a child who is about to go to college, and they did have a 529 program. That's a program where you put money in, it gets invested and reinvested differently as a child gets older, and it can be used for education. But what happened? They discovered that maybe this child is going to take a couple of years off and may not need the money or even use the money for education. And the question is, what should they do with it? And one of the benefits is that if they use it, there's a tax benefit to using it for education. And there's a tax, let's say, I won't say punishment or penalty, but there's not a good tax situation if they take the money and they use it for something else. So they ask this question, what should they do? And that's when you have to get into the life of the person. And what did we discover? We discovered that there was another grandchild who was younger. And actually that 529 program could cover a different student who is going to be using the money, will have the tax benefits, and they don't have to concern themselves with paying taxes on what they thought was tax-free and worrying about it. So when you get down to the facts of somebody's problem, here was something that they were delighted to hear that was really bothering them and really worrying about. They were really worried about it. They didn't know exactly who to turn to. They didn't really want to go and spend a lot of money to get legal advice on this or tax advice on this. But it was a small point that allowed them to sleep better at night. And that's what we want for all of you. So, Ron, it's been a great show. Till next week. And say goodbye to all the folks, and then I'll give my signature sign-off.
Okay, Adrian, goodbye until next week, and looking forward to continuing the dialogue on the radio.
Absolutely, and you know what I'm going to say. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay.
Yeah, great. Okay. I got to run,
right.
And then
and you go.
I'll
see
you
later.
You this afternoon.
Okay.
Yep.
Very
thanks.
Good.
Bye.
Right. Bye.
Yeah.